Good morning. Welcome to the May 19th edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I want to start by giving a shout out to those brothers and sisters with heart who are standing up to UC Berkeley today. And hopefully, till they realize their vision of a farm on public land. What a concept. And this is land that is was gifted to UC Berkeley. And of course, UC Berkeley will not stop until they've conquered the world. Apparently, they certainly have taken over Berkeley. So in any case, these brave young people and older people as well, I'm sure, are trying to hold on to this little bit of earth in Albany, known as the Gill Tract, to hold it as a placeholder for our future. You know that we here in these cities will eventually become whole again, and that means being able to be in connection with the earth. So we got to have some earth held in place for us when we can move on from this vicious system called class. And they are asking folks to come to the tract, which is at San Pablo and Monroe in Albany. And they ask that you bring tools. So I just want to give a big thanks to, because I know that's a hard decision to make if you're a student. You know, I mean, we are deeply, all of us, deeply conditioned to believe that, you know, we got to have those, our ducks in a row, the pieces of paper and all the little other emblems of obedience that we have to present in order to get food in this current way of things. And that's wrong. It's not our future. But jeopardizing essentially is what we think when we stand up to power. We think we're jeopardizing our food. And it usually takes a long, long time to realize that all that we have is our souls. And I heard a lovely story. I am digressing, but I'll be quick. There is a, I guess it's called It's American Life. It was a NPR radio show. And folks tell their stories. I forget the theme. And maybe it wasn't This American Life, but they were telling their stories about their experience with the system. And in this one, a gentleman from, I believe, Texas, told his story about having to spend some time in prison. But he started by saying his father, when he was 6 years old, taught him how to sing in harmony. And he didn't know it then. But see, that's the wisdom that he truly needed. And he didn't know that. None of us know what anything means. We're in the midst of it. But long story short, drugs caught hold of him and he ended up going to prison. And they had the various peoples segregated. So, you know, Chicanos were in one group, and this was hard labor. You know, this was traditional slave labor for anyone in prison, clearing roads, et cetera, et cetera. And even though he's white, they didn't have room in that group, so they put him with the African-American folks, and of course it was a little rough at first because there's all these misunderstandings about who we are. But he learned that we are all the same underneath it all. He started singing, and everybody started singing with him, and it was just beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful thing. So he didn't know it when his father taught him harmony, that was the knowledge he needed. He didn't know it when he went to prison that was the knowledge he needed, but it was. So don't assume that what they tell you is true, that if you jeopardize your quote unquote higher education, which we know is just a higher education in complicity and betrayal of solidarity with our brothers and sisters, a higher education in complicity, put that on the line. You're jeopardizing your future. Don't believe it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, you young folks and any any supporters who are not so young, whoever is trying to hold on to that little bit of land for growing food, I thank you. And the very moment I hear any one of you talking about we need a mass movement to end wage work in order to unify all of our resistance around behind a single banner that will get to the heart of all of these atrocities imposed upon us, the minute I hear that, I'm there. I'm waiting to hear it, though. Let me know.